Just to review, the Gemara sounds like it says on Daf Tes Amud Aleph that there are two klolim that Safik deraisa lechumra and Sfek Sveka deraisa lekula. Safik deraisa lechumra was a machlokes, the first page in the Shev Shmaitza was machlokes, famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam's opinion is that Safik deraisa lechumra itself is only midrabbanon, and the Rashba thinks like most of the Rishonim that Safik deraisa lechumra is a din deraisa. What's the story with Svek Sveka Lukula? Why should Svek Sveka be Lukula? So the Prima Godim writes in one of his Svarim that if one should assume like the Rambam that Sofik Deraisa Lukuma itself is only the Rabbanon, and we can understand very simply why Svek Sveka should be Lukula. If it would have been one Sofik Deraisa, it would have been Lukuma only the Rabbanon. So once it's a Svek Sveka, so it's a Sofik Derabbanon Lukula. But if you think that, like the Rashba, that Sofik deraisa lechumra is a din min haTorah, so why should you be mekel in a situation of a svek sveka? The Mishnah says in Taris that Sofik tumah bishus hayochid sveka tameh, even a svek sveka, kol sveka shiat yochel laharba solav, everything is svek sveka lechumra. Because it's a din min haTorah, Sofik deraisa lechumra by Sofik tumah bishus hayochid is a din deraisa. So if you hold like the Rashba that Sofik deraisa lechumra is always a din deraisa, so why shouldn't you say that Svek Sveka is lekula? So the Rashba and the Tshuva gives an answer that whenever you have a situation of a Svek Sveka, Svek Sveka is mitam roif. It's 50-50, and then it's 25-25, so it's 75% lahakel and 25% lahachmer. This is questionable. Why the Svek Svek and Mitam Rov? Why is it questionable? So we explained. Tosis came up with a chiddush over here. Tosis Dibam Maschal Iba Yisema came up with a chiddush that Svek Svek is only lakula if it's Mishnei Shemes. If it's Mishnei Mechud, it's no good. So the question is, why Svek Svek is Mitam Rov? So Svek Svek and Mishnei Mechud should be better. It's a real life. 50-50, 75-25. Should be better if it's Mishnei Mechud. It's a normal life. So that's what the Shev Shmaitza quoted that Kasha in the first chapter, second chapter. So he quotes the Teretz from the Rivosh from earlier, Achreinim, that if you would know what the percentages are, if you really know that A, is it A or B is 50-50, then is it C or D is 25-25, if we really know the percentages, then of course it would be Svek Svek and Mitam Roiv. No one would question it. Avada, that would be correct. We don't know what the percentages are. So there really is no Roiv. So just a Roiv and logical possibilities. So that's a Chiddush, that a Roiv and logical possibilities is also considered a Roiv. So that's what Tosis says. That's only if it's Mishnei Shemus. But if it's Mishnei Mechutz, it's on the blackboard, just is it A or B? There is no is it C or B. Is it A or B? And C is also included in B.
Why would it be a stronger
rov?
Meaning it would still be the same percentage of
rov
within
Shem Echad. Right. So I explained yesterday that the Shach and Chosh Mishpot and Hilchas Dayanim, first section of Chosh Mishpot and Hilchas Dayanim, and then the second section of Hilchas Eidus, then come Hilchas Mavo V'loi V'Hilchas Shtoris. So in the first section of Hilchas Dayanim, there's a din that if you have a split vote among the Dayanim, it's 2-1, so the Pasuk says Acharam Lahata. So the Shach has Amachlek Sacharenim. What if it's a Raiv Mishnei Taimim? Two Dayanim say Reuben is Zakai, and one Dayan says Reuben is Chayev. Two Dayanim say Reuben is Chakai disagree with each other. One says he's in Gansan wrong, and the other one says he's in Gansan wrong. Each one holds Potter for a different reason. So you really have one vote against one vote against one vote. Nobody has a Raiv. But bottom line, you have two Dayanim say the same thing. They both say that Reuben should win the Din Torah, but for totally different reasons. So that's a machlokes, but they go basa roiv anato. They say, no, it's 1-1-1, it's not 2-1. So there, if it's a roiv mishem echad, is better. A roiv mishem echad for sure is a roiv. So that's what the Shev Shmaitze quoted in answer from the Rivosh, I think. If you would really know what the percentages are, of course it would be good if it's Mishay Mechor. It would be Svek Svek and Mitam Roiv. The answer is we don't know what the percentages are. We didn't make any survey. We didn't make any study of it. Just there are logical possibilities. So that's what the Gemara says, Achidish, that Svek Svek is Lekula, Svek Svek and Mitam Roiv, based on the logical possibilities.
But doesn't that sync up with the bottom of it? You seem to get into detail about exactly what part of the number is. whether it's just a weaker oath or a bigger oath.
Tosfos makes an assumption. In order to answer a certain kasha, Tosfos makes an assumption that the only suffix he can be mitzav to a svek sveke is a suffix hashokol. If to the best of our knowledge it's 50-50. But if to the best of our knowledge one of them is 60-40, it's not a 50-50, and the 60 is lechumra, then you can't be mitzav that suffix to a svek sveke. Right. Tosfos assumes like that. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua has a kasha on the Tosfos. Why can't Pnei Yeshua in this on the daf? As a kasha, in the Kuntra Zachron, he answers the kasha, but on the daf, the Pnei Yeshua, Shimishkop somehow didn't look in the Kuntra Zachron. But on the daf, Pnei Yeshua asks the kasha, where did Tosfos get this assumption from? What's wrong with, if it's 50-50, then it's 60-40, so it's not going to remain 50-50, Shalom Aleichem. Can I introduce Rabbi Einstein? So it's really questionable, this Chiddush of the Rashba, many would disagree. What do you mean it's a roiv? It's a roiv of logical possibility, but it's not really a roiv. Roiv means you know what the probability is, but you're just guessing. Why is that a roiv? So Tosfos makes an assumption that if you know that one or two sveikas is not a suffik ashokel, you know what the percentages are. You know that it's 60-40. It's only 40 lahokel, so then you cannot be mitzarf that suffik to construct the sveik sveik. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, why not? You had, the first suffik was 50-50, and then the second suffix is 60-40, so you divide the 40 in half, and it's 20, so it should be 70-30. So what's wrong with if one of the suffixes is not to the right? So the Pnei Yeshua asked the kasha, and he writes the end of the paragraph, he wrote a whole sefer that's called Klal Gadol, and in the sefer Klal Gadol is all about Ruba v'chazaka and Svek, I like the Shev Shmaitzah. He wrote this whole sefer, and he's going to discuss it in the sefer. So we don't have the sefer. But in the Kuntra Sachran, when the Pnei Yeshua finished the Masechta, so he did Chazara on the Masechta, so additional Shiurim. So that's at the end of Masechas Ksubas on the Kuntra Sachran. He writes about this Pella that he doesn't understand. Why can't he be Mitzar for Sofik Shein HaShokol to a Svek Sveke, even if it's 60-40? The Gemara has like that. The Gemara has Sofik Machtza Schar Machtza Nekevis. Let's say a woman had a baby boy, whether she had a baby boy or a baby girl, let's say I'm married and I die and I leave no children and I have no brother, but my mother went to Medina Sayam and we heard that she had a baby, but on them she had a baby boy or a baby girl, or let's say, or we didn't, my mother's very young, she's still the age that she can have babies. So we heard that she had a baby, but on there was a baby boy, baby girl. So the Gemara says, Machtze schar, machtze nekevis, 50-50. So if it's a nekevis, there's no issue of yibam or chalitza. And even if it's the machtze scharim, there's a miut mapilois. There's a miut, a small percentage who have an eifel. So the Gemara says, you mitzarif the miut mapilois with the machtze nekevis to construct a rave. So you see from the Gemara that if you have 50-50 and then you have another miut of something else, so that's mitzarf yachad to make a rav. It's a roiv mishnei shemus, but it's still a good roiv. You see from the Gemara like that. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua asked over here. What's so good if one suffix is 50-50 and the other suffix is 60-40? That's like miut mapilo. So the Gemara says the end of Yibam is you can be mitzarf that to make a roiv. So in the Kuntra Sachran, the Pnei Yeshua suggests an answer on this. So in effect, what he says is like this: Machtze schar, machtze nekevis is daka 50-50. If you would have, no, what's the percentage of men and women being born in the world? Approximately 50-50. Slightly more.
I think women more.
How much more? 51. Something like that, 51-49. So the Gemara considers that machtze on machtze. Okay. But we know what the numbers are. We know what the numbers are. It's 51-49. And then the other miut mapilos, how many today? It's much less mapilos. Days of Gemara was much more, but it's not nowhere near 50. But you know what the numbers are. So if you add up the numbers, so you know what the probability is. So it's a real roif. You know what the numbers are, and then the kevis and the schum, you know what the numbers are, and the miut mapilos. You add it up, comes out to be a roif. We're talking about a case, we don't know what the numbers are under one suffix. We say it's 50-50 possibility, a logical possibility it's 50-50. One of the sveikas, we know what the percentages are. It's 60-40. and the other one you don't know. So you're just guessing. So you can't, you don't have the right to say, you don't have his machza on machza. If it would, so the Pnei Yeshua says, whenever you have a suffik and you have a roiv, it's 60-40, there's a machlekes or a mayor and a chachamim. Where they say, ruba b'chazok, ruba odiv, Tosis mentions that klal. There's a machlekes in the end of Kiddushan and Daf Pei, Tosis quotes, and in the end of Yivamis, and in Chulin, in different mesichlim, where has machlekes, a man and a rabban, a mayor chayish l'miyuta, rabban loy chayish l'miyuta. What is the machlekes? So the Gemara says, it's a machlekes on the level of the Raisa. What's the nature of the din of Roiv? Rameh holds that the din of Roiv is a din hanhoge. It's not necessarily mevara anything. Unless you're talking about a Roiv 60-40, that's not called bira. Unless you're talking about a Roiv 95%, that's mevara. But if it's only 60-40, Rameh disagrees with the Rabbani, holds that it's only a din hanhoge. And chazoke is also din hanhoge, status quo. If you don't know what the facts of the case are, so whoever you would have been noyik yesterday, that's how you should be noyik today. So that's only a din hanhoge, that's not mevar anything. Tosis points out, the first Tosis in Nida, in the first Perek in Chulin, Tosis talks about Agamar in the beginning of, in the middle of Maseches Nazir, that you follow chazoke even if it's a tater isasri, even if it's a dovshi epshalios. It's absolutely impossible to be like that. You still follow chazoke. Why do you follow chazoke? Chazoke is a din hanhoge. Can't be the chazoke is mavar the facts. It's impossible that the facts should be in such a way that it's a tarte disaster. So chazoke is clearly only a din hanhoge. And roiv is a machlek is a man der abona. Whether roiv is a bira, roiv is a din hanhoge. See, if you have a roiv, it's 51 to 49. A roiv that just made it by the skin of its teeth. So even the chachamim agreed that that's a roiv garua. Let's say you have a roiv of a 55 to 45. Just barely made it, 55 to 45. So Tosis says, if you have a roiv garua, even a chachamim would agree that ruba v'chazoka ashkulim. You wouldn't say ruba odiv, because a roiv garua is only a din hanhoge. And if you have a roiv of 95% to 5%, that's a roiv bar miyod, that different levels are roiv. They can have 1,001 levels of roiv. Can have 99.99999, that's one kind of roiv. Then you have another roiv, 98%, 97%, 96.5%, 96%, 95.5%. The different degrees of roiv, many different roivs. So there's a roiv if you know clearly that it's 51% against 49%, that's a roiv garua miyod. So roiv garua, even the chachamim agree it is a roiv, but they agree that that's only a din hanhoge. And chazaka is only a din hanhoge, but right? It works in betar to disasri. It proves from the Gemara. Chazaka works even tar to disasri. So if you have the roiv pulls in one direction, the roiv tells you to hokel, and the chazaka tells you to go to hachmer, or fakir, the roiv tells you to go to hachmer, chazaka tells you to go to hokel. So at shkulim, it's a tug of war, which one wins? So it's ruba v'chazaka shkulim. If you have a roiv that's mevarer, and the chazaka contradicts it, so chazaka is the din had to be knowing when you don't know what the facts of the case are. If the roiv is mevarer, then of course, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. You follow the roiv, the only time the Torah tells you to be noig according to the chazoke is when you don't know what the facts are. When you know what the facts are, you follow the facts. So that's a machlokes amen rabbanon, whether chashina lemiyuta. The machlokes is the ik and the kudus amachlokes is on the level of the raisa. The Gemara says whether miyut command the isidam or miyut command the leisidam. Does the miyut stare you in the face and wave and it says, "Don't forget about me"? Well, what do you mean? You're going basa roiv. So we'll follow the roiv anyway, but it's a din hanhoga. Or do you say miyut command the leisidam? We ignore the miyut because the roiv is mavar of the facts. So they both agree. The Rabban and Rameh, they both agree that sometimes roiv is a din hanhoga. If it's a weaker roiv and if it's a better roiv, then it's a bira. They only argue, what are the percentages? If you have a roiv of 99%, that's even good to give din in nefashis. The Gemara says lahocha bebikoch nefashis achar roiv. The end of the first parak in Ksubis. Let's say someone is sick on Shabbos. And the roiv is that even if he drives him to the hospital, he's going to die anyway, but there's a slim chance that he's going to survive. A patient is so sick on Yom Kippur, even if he's going to eat, he's probably going to die. So would you say that he should eat because there's a slim chance that he may survive? The roiv is going to die anyway. So we say, lehoch bepikoch nefashos achar haroiv. You have to be choshe. That's called the suffix, sakanas nefashos. But if it's 99.99% that he's going to die, then it's not even called the suffix by bikoch nefashos. that's not called a reif. That's it's much better than a reif. That's a bira, even for even suffix sakana tavashis. That's a perfect bira. So if you have a reif garua, even the chachamim agree. That's Taisus there. Kiddushin has like that. If you have a reif garua, let's say 52%. The 48%. A roiv garua, even the chachamim agree that it's only a din hanhaga. A ruba chazaka would be shkulim. If you have a very strong roiv, and the miut against it is on the miuta, the first daf in gitten and daf base and base in marzer. Meir is chayish la miuta. But if you have a miuta, the miuta the rameir is not chayish. So if you have such a slim miuta, the miuta, even a rameir would agree that that roiv 98%, 95%, that's a roiv that's biru. So he would also agree, Ruba v'chazak Ruba, because Rav is a biru, and Chazak is only a din anhoge. If you have a Rav, 75% to 25%, so that's a machleg zameh and the Rabban. A Meir holds that such a Rav is only a din anhoge, and the Rabbanu disagree that that's also considered a biru. So the Gemara uses the Lashonis. A Meir holds miut kemandi isei domi. A miut is staring you in the face and says, don't forget about me. So you can't forget about the miut. So the roiv is not a biru, but the roiv is only a din anhaga. So you have a ruba v'chazaka shkulim. This din anhaga contradicts that din anhaga, pulling in two different directions. So shkulim, and we paskin like the chachamim, that miut kemanda leisei domi. Even a roiv that's 75% to 25%, not only a roiv that's 98%. 98% is good even by suffix nefashis. You would go basa roiv. Yeah. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua writes. If you have a svek sveike, you can only be mitzaref a sofik to a svek sveike if there's a sofik over there. But if you have a roiv, so we assume that the roiv is machria. The roiv paskin zois what the story is. So you have a birur. According to Rav Meir, he says Rav Meir would even be mitzaref. Rav Meir would even be mitzarev to a svek sveike, a sofik where you have a roiv against it, unless it's such a strong roiv that the miut against it is on the miuta. Because according to Rav Meir, even when you have a roiv, it's not a biru gomer. It's not a vado, it's not a biru. But according to the way we pass like the Rabban, it's the Pnei Yeshua and the Kuntra Sacharites like that. Taisus here is making an assumption. They never prove it, but they're assuming like that. You can only be mitzarev to a svek sveike. A sofik, a shokel, a sofik that has a roiv in one direction, lahachmir. You cannot be mitzarev to a svek sveike. That's if you assume like the chachamim, the Rav Meir. If you assume like Rav Meir, so the roiv, it's still called a sofik. It's just that you have a din hanhog over there, but it's still considered a sofik. That's the Pnei Yeshua, yes. So we discussed the two famous opinions. Why svek sveka lahakal? According to the Rambam, the Prima Gorim writes, if one should assume like the Rambam that sofik deraisa lachumer itself is only made the Rabbanon, then you can understand that svek sveka lukula is because it's a sveka de Rabbanon lukula.
I don't understand the Pnei Yeshua. Why is it more likely to rely on a rule which is a din hanhaga, the on a miut which is only a miut based on hanhaga, according to Rav Meir, for sveik sveika, then if it was a beer. That what? Why would Rav Meir say? Let's say it's a 70-30 rule. So Rav Meir would say it's only hanhaga. Let's say. So
that's a din hanhaga, and chazak is also a din hanhaga. So the Rav tells you to go in that direction. The chazak does go in the other direction. So shkulim. So Rabbi chazak has shkulim. But we pass cannot, so we assume that not only 98% is a roiv that's mevarer. The Chumash is telling us that 75% is also a mevarer. 75%, 70% to 30% is also a mevarer. If it's 53%, the 47%, that's a roiv, that's only a din hanhaga. That's not mevarer anything. So even the Chachamim would agree that in that case, Ruba Chazaka would be shkulim.
Did Rabbi explain how Tosis thinks that? Is everything that according to Rav Meir could use a svek sveika even if even that svek sveika is only hanhaga?
Right. The Pnei Yeshua asks, yeah.
Why? What's the difference?
Each suffix is a legitimate suffix, so that's a svek sveika. If you are like a chachamim, then when you have, let's say, 60% to 40%, so that's not called a suffix. It's already always gepaskin what the facts are. So then you cannot be, then Taisus assumes the other portion, can it be mitzarv such a suffix to a suffix? Because that suffix is not a suffix. That's already huchra, based on the rois. I already know what the facts are. But according to Rav Meir, that's not a beer of what the facts are. You still don't know. There's a din hanhaga, so if you have a svek sveke, you can be mitzarv to two svekas, and it'll be lakula. For whatever reason, svek sveke is lakula.
I thought Rabbi generally assumes that you have a ruvid elis kaman, like in this case, so then we don't assume that the miut is considered kaman delisa. Therefore, we consider that the miut also exists, and therefore, if you combine several, right, like in the milk shaila, I thought that's the shaila, that some people say that you can follow the rule of cows, it's ruvid elis kaman, and therefore, since there's a ruvid elis kaman and the cow is kosher, therefore the milk is kosher 100%, and everything said no, that it's only a 90% chance that the cow is kosher, and if you mix 1,000 cows together, so then the milk's going to be treif.
Yeah.
But according to Rebbe saying in Tosis, if we assume that it's a beer, it's then for sure, according to, we don't pass like a bima here, pass like a chachamim, so then isn't Rebbe saying now that it's like the miya doesn't exist at all?
Right, miya kabanda leisadam, yeah. That's the Loshon HaGemara. The Rabbanu hold when you have a normal rov of 70 to 30, so the miut is commander leisidam because the rov is mevara. Rav Meir agrees to that, but he shifts the proportions. He said that's only when you have a miut and a miut against the rov. When you have a weaker rov, then and the Rabbanu, they both agree to that. That a rov garua, the rov is only a din hanhoga, so Ruba v'chazaka will be shkulim. When you have a rive bari, they both agree the rive is mevara, and there's no din hanhage of following chazaka whenever you know what the facts are. They just argue which rive do you consider rive garu and which rive do you consider rive bari. And Meir says it's only called a rive bari if there's a muta to muta against it. It's a very slim mute against it, 98% or something like that. And the Rabbanim disagree, even a regular rive of 70-30, of 60-40 is also a biru.
So if you, again, in this the case with mixing milk of 1,000 cows together, so if you have a beer on all 1,000 cows, so shouldn't that mean the milk is 100% kosher?
But I know that, but the fact is it's impossible.
But we just said that we don't care about the miya doesn't exist. We say the miya doesn't exist.
No, miya doesn't exist means that it's a beer.
Right.
Yeah, but over here the beer is that for sure this treif is here. If you have enough cows, they know that a certain percentage of all the cows have dreifus.
But that's true, even then, taking back to speak svika, so then why can't we align, if there's a 40% chance there's a 40% chance and a 60% chance and a 50-50 chance, why can't we combine the two svikas to be mekum?
Because I don't know what the percentage is. On the one, I said it's 50-50. I mean 50-50 and logical possibilities, but I don't know what the percentages are. That's what the Pnei Yeshua said, he doesn't understand. So included in what the Shev Shmaitzer answered on the other kasha, why did Tosfos say that a Sfek Sfek Mishem Echad is no good? What's wrong with a Sfek Sfek Mishem Echad? It'll be all right. So the Shev Shmaitzer answered, the name of the Rivosh, I think, if you would have known what the percentages are, that this is 50-50, and this is 60-40, then it would have been, you take the 40, divide it in half, and it would have been 70-30. The 50, add up to 20, it would be 70-30. The answer is you don't know what the percentages are about the first suffix. Second suffix, you know it's 40-60. But the first suffix, you don't know. If you would know, it would be good. So Tosis is assuming, that's what the Rashba is Bechadish, that's also a good rive. That's a rive of logical possibilities. You also have a right to go bust a rive. I can understand why one would want to reject that. What kind of baloney is that? A rive of logical possibilities. Because you write it on the blackboard, it's either A or B or C or D. So why is that a rive? Rive is only if you know what the percentages are. You made a survey of it. So that's a chiddush that Tosfos says. And then Tosfos says that only applies if it's shnei shemis, if it's shem echad not. So the same thing to answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. If you would know that the first suffix is really 50-50 and the second suffix is 60-40, you would have a rive of 70-20, 70-30. But you don't know what the first suffix is. So just Tosfos is going with this chiddush that logical possibilities constitute a svek sveka for some reason or another. Either Tosfos thinks like the Rashba, svek sveka mitam roi, or some other hezba, whatever it may possibly be. So then you say, if the first suffix is 50-50, and the second suffix, we know what it is, it's 60-40. So 60-40, we already assume like the 60. That's not called the Sofius. It can't be mitzarev that to these logical possibilities. That's lo bo b'cheshbon. The 40 I should ignore. Because we have a, not Sofik, we have a Birur that is like the 60, not like the 40. If you would have held like Rav Meir, that 60-40 is not a miyuta, it's not a miyuta to miyuta. 40% is a big chunk of the miyuta. Then you would say the miyuta is command the Isid domain. The 60-40 is only a din hanoga. But since we don't assume like Rav Meir, we assume like the Chachamim, so then Taisa says you cannot be mitzarv such a Sofik to constitute a Sfek Sfek. Because you don't know what the percentages are in the first suffix. We're assuming it may be 50-50. Maybe 80-20 in the wrong direction. So you're just being mitzarf logical sveka. So the second suffix doesn't count as a logical suffix. It's already always get paskin in favor of the 60.
Rebbe said that Romero would agree by like Dina Fashos that if it's a really strong row that you could go based on the row.
Yeah.
So just a question. The Gemara Matos on Zayin Amar Aleph says that like the Kibbutz Rabbi Tarfon say that if they were on the basin, they never, no one ever be Chaim Miso. And then one of the cases of the Gemara is that like they're like they would ask the Edom, did you see the net go in? And they say even if they saw it, maybe he was a traitor from before. But isn't that the odds of that being true are so low that he was a traitor and they stabbed him in the place where he was a traitor?
If they wouldn't ask it, if they wouldn't ask the question to the witnesses, then you would go Basarayv because the odds are so low. But they ask it to the Edom. Do you know for sure that the man was not a traitor? So they can't say we know b'vadai. So they say any idea. If you ask them and they say any idea, then it's no good. If you don't ask it, you assume on your own that you have such a whopper of a right. That's what Tesis points out over there. If you ask and they say any idea, then it's worse. Nachamal.
In case of the does it make, if one were to assume that like the Rosh's Shita, you mentioned, but we'd see how Israel Hachmiel had there, then no longer should we say one beer overrides on the beer. Should we say if there's no longer here, not in Mitzias, not in Halacha either?
Is an epochlius hat if you have beetle and a tarubis. If you have beetle and a tarubis, not if you have azlina basarubi, you don't say is an epochlius hat. If you have a tarubis, then it's bottled because ain't a nice and tam. Then the Rishonim say, whenever an Issa is bottled by Roiv Heter, they say the Issa is commander Leisiv Domein. That is correct. Let's say you have a little Chazer Shmatz fell into a pot of soup, and you have Shishim against the Chazer Shmatz, and you can't take it. You can't taste it. So then when you drink the soup with the spoon, you know, Bevadai, every spoonful of soup that you swallow has a Mashahu of Trefus in it, and Chatzishir is also Manatara. So how can you take a spoonful of soup? You know that there's a chatzisha in every spoonful. The answer is, isa nepechlius heta. Whenever you have an isa, that's in this bottle the heta. So I declare that the isa turns into heta.
Okay. I'm still a bit confused. It doesn't seem like those are, I mean, just going off the logical possibility, right? But then, wouldn't you combine two things that are, let's say, a meat and a mango? I say only 25% of the time this is, we note that the cool, and this is only 25% of the time we note that cool. But if you're doing logical possibilities, I still don't see why that wouldn't work. You still have like, you know, 40% option.
If one suffix you don't know what the proportions are, right. The other suffix you do know the proportions, and it's 60-40. Right. So Taisa says you cannot be mitzarv such a suffix to constitute a svek sveka.
So
Taisa assumes like that. So the Pnei Yeshua asked the murderer is kasha. Why not? The Gemara has like that. Machz eschar, machz enikavis. If the Almana's mother-in-law went to Medina Sayam and we heard that she had a baby, we don't know whether she had a boy or a girl. It could be that 50, that's 50-50, the Gemara assumed. 50-50, maybe it was a girl. And even if it's a boy, maybe it was an eifel. Maybe the baby died. So there's no problem of even. So the Gemara said, beferish. Miut Mapilus is only a miut of Mapilus. He's still mitzarf that possibility to make it into a right. So the answer to that kasha of the Pnei Yeshua is the same answer the Pnei Yeshua answered to the Taisvis. The answer to that kasha is that we know what the proportions are over there. So you're creating a right over there. You're figuring out mathematically what the probability is. Everybody agrees to that. The probability is that she's mutaris leinase lachutz. She doesn't need any chalitza. She doesn't need any chalitza or yimu. But Tosfos talk about a case, you have the first suffix, you don't know what the proportions are. You just say, maybe tachtav, maybe ain't a tachtav. We don't know what the proportions are. Then you're saying, maybe bionis, maybe biratzen, but that we know that that's 60-40. So then if you don't know what the proportions of the first suffix are, so how does Sveik Sveika work? So it's Sveik Sveika based on logical, it's a rive of logical possibilities. But if the second suffix is 60-40, you have no right to consider that a logical possibility. The rive of 60-40 is Mavara, that it's the 60, it's not the 40. So you can't be a mitzvah of it. If the first suffix, if you would have known that the first suffix is 50-50, then you would be mitzarif. That's like the Mi'ud Bapilis. You would be mitzarif. But you don't know what the proportions are on the first suffix. It could be it's a rove in the wrong direction. It could be a rove l'chumra. And still, since you don't know one way or the other, we never made a survey of it. So you treat it as if it's 50-50, a logical possibility. The second suffix is not called two logical possibilities, C or D. Since D is 60%, so you ignore the 40%. So you don't have the first suffix to be mitzarif over here. That's the Pnei Yeshua. So we explained yesterday, the Mesil writes, you have to say, Isa l'chumra meder. Isa, he considers all Yisuri Torah like an Isa Cheftza, like poison. Just like poison has a negative effect on the guf, so too an aver has a negative effect on the neshama. So of course you're going to say, just like you wouldn't want to take any poison, you wouldn't want to get involved in a suffix der Isa. Yeah. That's if you assume like that Yisuri Torah or Yisuri Cheftza means it has a negative effect on the soul. Yeah. The Gemara says in the first Perek in Chulin that Chamira Sakanta Me Yisura, that even if you have a Roiv Lohakel in Sakana, you don't eat the food if there's a far-fetched suffix, then it may have poison. And nonetheless, by Nisir, if it's a far-fetched suffix, you won't make a lot of it. So you see, it's not like the mashal of the Mesilas Yesharim. That's problematic, what he says. So this is a question. If one should assume, like Rov HaRishonim, not like the Rambam, that Sveika Deraisa L'chumra is an Issa Deraisa, why is that so? Why is it Asa Min HaTorah? Why shouldn't the Rambam be right? Rambam holds that Sveika Deraisa L'chumra itself is only Midirabbanon. So Rishpim Mishkab has a famous explanation on this. He doesn't want to assume that it's like poison. Because the Gemara says, Chamira Sakanta Miyisura, that if you have a roif in Sakana, you shouldn't eat it, because it could be a Sakana. And when it comes to Yisurim, if you have a roif, you are Mekel. He doesn't like the Moshul at the Mesilas Yesharim. So he assumes in the first Shar, in the Shari Yoshi, he assumes that Safik Deraisa L'chum is a different Issa. He does know where the Pasuk is. There's a Sefer that's called Sefer Haredim, that has a listing of all of the Taryag Mitzvahs divided up according to the different parts of the body. How many mitzvahs and how many averas are involved with the mouth? And how many are involved with the hands? And how many involved with the eyes? How many involved with the legs and the different organs of the body and so on? Okay. How many deraisa? How many rabbanim? The Chayyadim obviously enjoyed that sefer, so he wrote a kitzah sefer Haredim. He wrote an abridged form of the sefer Haredim. It's one of the swarm written by the Chayyadim. So in the sefer Haredim, he has an interesting minyan amitzus. Doesn't necessarily correspond to what the Rishonim said. He was the early Achronim, the late Rishonim, the Achronim. When did he live? The late 1500s, I think. The after Rabbi Yosef Karo. No, the Sefer Haredim. I think he lived the same, the little after Beis Yosef, I think. So the Sefer Haredim has in his minyan amitzus that it says
1600. The book was printed in 1600, the Sefer.
The Sefer was printed in the 1600.
He died also then, I think.
Uh-huh. He died when he put out the book. Well,
it says it printed a year after he died.
Uh-huh. Okay, good to know. Yeah?
Yeah, printed after his death in 1600. He was born in 1533.
Mm-hmm. He lived in Eretz Yisrael part of the time.
Yeah.
He writes about Shemitah, whether they do observe Shemitah, they don't observe Shemitah. Everybody quotes on the Sefer HaRedim. So the Sefer HaRedim has a fascinating Kiddush. There's a pasuk in Chumash, and then the Torah says, oh, the bracha is if you keep the mitzvahs and the klala, if you violate the averis. And then it says, Ubacharta v'chayim. Mazeh b'chirot. B'chirot is when you have the elections. So you choose this candidate, the other candidate. So he interprets, Ubacharta v'chayim means, Sveika deraisa l'chumra. If you have a sofik, basa b'chalav, a sofik nevela, a sofik trefa, so you're not allowed to eat it, not because maybe it's really the veil. No, the Rambam says when the Rambam holds that it's only Midirabbanan. Why does the Rambam hold it's only Midirabbanan? When the Torah said you're not allowed to eat nevela, it means if it's Vaday nevela. The Torah never said a word about suffering nevela. But here the Chumash did write something about suffering nevela. The Torah wrote, Ovacharta v'chaim. Charta means you should choose whenever there's something is in the hanging, whenever the suffix, something is totally beyond, so you should choose to go l'chumr. Ovacharta v'chaim is the mitzvah of Sveika deraisa l'chumr. Chimishkap says like this. It's Yodua that the Rambam, the Gemara asks, how do you say bracha, Mikra Megillah? This week is going to be Purim. How do you say bracha, Mikra Megillah? Shukadishana b'mitzvah yisavit, Tzivanu, Hechan Tzivanu, Mikra Megillah is only made the Rabbanon. The Gemara says it's okay, you can say a bracha because it says, L'sasim ha-kaladavish yagid l'chayam inesmo. Then the Gemara quotes another opinion, it's not based on the L'sasim, it's rather based on Shalavichav yagedchaz yagenechav yimbaloch. So the Rambam has adopted the first position in the Gemara that is based on Loisasa. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes that the first opinion only meant that as an asmach de bialma, as it says in the Gemara Brachas on Daf Yutesim and Beis, that all the dinim de Rabbanon asmachu hu Rabbanon alav de Loisasa. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yutesim and Beis, Godel kavar abrias, not to cause embarrassment to someone else, not to be humiliated yourself, is such a significant consideration, you can even violate a loisesu shabbat Torah in order not to cause embarrassment to oneself or to someone else. So the Gemara says, it's not true. Kavrabi is not derech any din derech, it's only derech de rabbanon. Gemara says, kol mida de rabbanon, alav de losos asmechu. So when the mandama, when the Amora said, godol kavrabi is such a significant consideration, He didn't mean the lava of bas b'chol. He meant the lava of loisasa, which is the asmachta for the din of the Rabbanon. So the Ramban says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, this Gemara Brachis is following the first opinion, that all din of the Rabbanon are based on loisasa. And he said he only intended it as an asmachta. That opinion only intended as an asmachta. But the Rambam somehow thought not so. The Rambam thought that all din of the Rabbanon I really based on loisasa. So the Rambam, what do you mean? So it's, you're in violation of a nisa deraisa. Every time you violate a nisa derabbanan, you're in violation of a nisa deraisa. So the Ramban asked, isn't that ridiculous? How do you say safik deraisa l'chumra? Safik derabbanan l'kula? Every safik derabbanan should be considered a safik deraisa. Whenever you violate a din derabbanan, you're in violation of a din deraisa. So the Ramban says, unless you'll say the following answer, but I think that that's a joke. So what is it? So the Mepharshim say that's what the Rambam holds. What the Rambam thought is a joke, that's what the Rambam holds. What is that? When the Chachamim introduced the Din Derabbanan, that you're not allowed to eat chicken with milk, the Torah is only prohibited, bas b'chol of flesh with milk. And chicken with milk is a machlok satanai, we paskan is only the Rabbanan. So melechatchila, when they asked chicken with milk, they put a tanai in, they put a clause in, that it's only b'makam vada, b'makam sofeg, then there's no isa. That's how the Ramban suggests on the Rambam. He doesn't think that that's a valid answer. So the Megillah says the other commentaries, they say that's probably what the Rambam thinks. So Rav Shemeshkop thinks that that's not the right answer. He says the real answer is that, what do you mean loisosur? They're not allowed to violate a din de Rabbanon. All the din of Rabbanon become a din de Raisin. The din of the Rabbanon is a din de Rabbanon. He says loisosur means you're not allowed to be fresh to the Bezin. Bezin said there's a din, and you're going against their authority. You have to follow the authority of the Bezin. Whenever it's a suffix, so they never said anything about that. Just like suffix, the Rambam holds is only l'chumim and the Rabbanon. The Torah only spoke about Vaday. Torah never spoke about suffix. So the same is true regarding Adin the Rabbanon. When the Chachamim instituted Adin the Rabbanon, they only said on a Vaday. They never said a word about it. Not because they made a clause, you have a right to be Mekel. They never said it Adin at all. The makam safi. So if you're gonna violate the din de rabbanim and makam safi, you're not really being fresh to the rabbis. They never said anything in such a case. If it would have been a din de raisa and you violated, so Reb Shimon is of the opinion he doesn't think that the Rama holds from the moshul with the poison. He doesn't talk about the poison. He thinks that it must be some other isa. He doesn't know where it is. The sefer harenim comes up with the pasuk of acharta b'chaim. It's a different isa. But if it's a din de rabbanon, so the whole nature of the isser is not to be disrespectful to the chachamim. So if it's a makam sofik, so they never said anything, so it's not considered being disrespectful to the chachamim. So Rav Shemeshkop thinks that even if one should assume, like Rov HaRishonim, that Sveka Deraisa Luchumrizma, Deraisa is based on a different pasuk. He doesn't have any pasuk. He thinks based on a svar, based on a different pasuk, based on this pasuk, V'charta V'chaim is a good source. And that Iser, if that'll be a Svek, if you have a Svek Sveka, so a Sofek on a V'charta V'chaim, you wouldn't go Luchumra. Because that's like a Sofek on Loisisa. On Loisasa, we call it Abba Shigid L'chayom and Esmol. You're not being fresh to the rabbis if you're going to be making on a Sofek the Rabban. So here also, V'charta V'chaim, if it's a Sofek, if it's a Svek Sveka, a Sofek, are you putting yourself into a situation of a Sofek is? Sofek is not really a Sofek of the original Issa, he thinks. It's a new Issa. So if it's a Sofek, if it is a Sofek deraisa, so in that, there is no Issa of, that's the way he understands Svek Sveka. Just like you can't say Sveka derabbanan lachumbra, it does make sense to say Sveka derabbanan lachumbra, because the whole nature of the Issa derabbanan is not to be mischatzef against the psokim of the rabbanan, to be kofuf to their authority. So if it's a mokum sofik, so you're not demonstrating that you're not following their psokim. They only talk about a mokum vada, not about a mokum sofik. So this is a bachat v'chaim. If that's under sofik, if you have a svek svek, if that's under sofik, so that's also the kulam. That's also the kulam. That's the way he thinks. The pshat is that svek svek a lekulam.
So under a vada pshat of the basis, does that become the raisa? A
vada psak
of the
basin,
the din of the
basin.
So that
would come
according to this
pshat,
the
raisa. That's what he seems to learn. The pashtus is that it's not so. The pashtus is there's such a long machlek as the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam has in the first half of the Sefer Mitzvah 14 klolim, 14 shoroshim, to determine which mitzvahs belong in the minyan mitzvah, which don't. So first he says you only include the dinim deraisa, then he says you only include dinim that noig l'doris. Then he says, you only include dinim that are mefurish b'Torah. You don't include the drushes of the Torah Shemal Peh. So when the Rambam says, you only include dinim deraisa, you don't include dinim derabbanan, so the Ramban comes to defend the halachas gedolos who did include dinim derabbanan, including the tilus yadayim and mikra megillah, halachas neiros chanukah. So he did include dinim derabbanan. Ramban takes issue with the Rambam, that the Rambam says all the dinim derabbanan fall under the category of the one mitzvah of lo sasa. So Ramban says, how can it be? So all dinim derabbanan become dinim deraisa. So they all assume the Rambam holds, that all dinim derabbanan become dinim deraisa. How can that be? So the Ramban asks all the kashas, that speka derabbanan lakula, even mamakum tarte de sasri, he quotes a lot of kashas. So Rav Soloveitchik said he never understood what they're fighting about over there. What's the whole issue? The pashtus is that all the dinim rabbanon after the chachamim formulate them become a heftz shel Torah on the level of deraisa. If you learn those dinim, if you learn this week Hilchas Purim, so you mekayem mitzvah talmud Torah deraisa. But the chayvus agarba to observe the mitzvah of Purim is only midi rabbanon. How can you have such a thing that it's a heftz shel Torah on the level of deraisa? The chayvus agarva to observe it is not deraisa. So he said, "Amashal ma'adavadayme to beishamai shita." That we know in advance we don't pasken like that. We already took a vote. We outvoted beishamai, and we don't pasken la halacha like beishamai. You can't even be mitzar beishamai shita to consider it a svek sveker, or safik koldehu safik garla b'chutz lortz is lahakal even a safik koldehu. The Gemara says in brachas on daf lamed vav on the base that beishamai b'makam b'sila ena mishnah. It's not even considered a Safik Koldehu. We don't consider Beisham Mishita as a Safik Koldehu at all. Nonetheless, the Gemara says, what do you mean? When you learn the Shita Beishamai, sometimes the Gemara has a whole sugya discussing Beisham Mishita, where did they get it from? Where, what psukim did they base it on? When they're talking about Dinam Deraisa, so that's not Bitl Torah. Aye, but you know in advance we're not going to pass like that. A Heftzah Shel Torah is even though there's absolutely no Chavis Agavra at all. So it shouldn't be such a dovet tamua to say that all the dinim derabbanan become a chelik of Torah Shebal Peh on the level of the rice, even though the chayvus agava to observe these dinim itself is only the rabbanan. I must mention Rav Soloveitchik spent many years giving shirim for the balabatim. He used to give shir every Tuesday night for balabatim in Manhattan in one of the shuls. So he used to give a shir for many years on brachas. So after he made a siyum over 10 years, so after he made a siyum on brachas, he said one could have asked that why did we choose to learn brachas where the most of brachas is dinim derabbanon, roiv is dinim derabbanon. So on the level of the rice, it was bittul Torah, it was only Talmud Torah derabbanon. Maybe we should have learned zvachim, where the roiv of zvachim is dinim derice, the miut is dinim derabbanon. Would have had more Talmud Torah derice. So he said he doesn't think that that's an objection. He thought that learning dinim derabbanon is a key mitzvah of Talmud Torah derice. Even though the Chavis Agava to observe it is only the Rabbanon. There is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Can a person become a Zoka Mamre if he paskins against the Psak of the Bez Nagarl on the Din the Rabbanon? So the Rambam, that's the only Nafkamina Ladina. Bottom line, that's the Nafkamina Allah Lamaisa between the Rambam and the Ramban. That the Rambam holds that we have a klal and ein oinshim ulkein masim. You only give an oinah shaguf of malchus amisa if the person violated some ashar or another. Ashar means a lav. So the Zalta Mamri who passes against Bez Nagodol has to have violated a lav in order to get the death penalty. What lav did he violate? That's the lav. So according to the Rambam, the lav applies even on the din derabbanan. So the Rambam writes l'shitos and when he quotes the dinim hilchus mamrim. Dinim of Zaka Mamre, he writes, Zaka Mamre who paskins against Bez Nagodol about when Chametz is Zosa Ba'achila Ba'hano and Erev Pesach before Hatzos, the Dinim shows the Rabbanon, he can become a Zaka Mamre on that also. And the Ramban disagrees, Allah Almais. He says that it's only a Din the Rabbanon, and it's not Ben HaTorah, and there's no Din, there's no love of Lesosar on Dinim the Rabbanon. The Gemara said it's only Asmechina Rabbanon. The Gemara brachas daf yutes in the base, and the Sugya of Kovar Abiyas, and Marsha Beferish, it's only an Asmach, it's not really Lasas. So that's bottom line, that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether all the Dinam the Rabbanon are based on Lasas or Nasar. So basically, he doesn't understand the whole pilpul, such a long Arichas and the Ramban, and all the Nasar Kelim over there. He thought a Chepsa Shalter, it is on the level of the Rai. So the Chavis Agav is only the Rabbanon. And the Zakamamre has to paskin, Zakamam is only Chayv Misa, if he paskins against the Bez Nagon, Al Shiyor Allah Asois. If he says, I don't think they're right, it doesn't make sense to me, that's not enough to be chayiv mitam zogmam. He has to pass on halacha ma'aseh, shiur la'asos. It's chametz is mutar b'achila b'shor shishis. Chametz mutar b'achila b'shor chamishis. Or he says, mutar b'anoa b'shor shishis. He gives a psak against them. So he thought that the chavis agavra to observe the dinim der rabbanon is only in the rabbanon. A cheftza shalter it is on the level of the rice. Zahira is always on a cheftza shalter, but it has to be at shiur la'asos. So that's the Gamsa Machloik, is the Rambam and the Ramban. The Chavis Agav is only with the Rabbanon, so that's where the Ramban holds. It can't be a Zalka Mamre Deraisa. And the Rambam thinks that since it becomes a Chelik of Torah Shabbat Peh, Min HaTorah, so therefore there is Shaya Chayro. There's no Chayro on Torah Shabbat. It's only Chayro on Torah Shabbat Peh. The Gemara has a Loshin, a Zalka Mamre who paskins against Bez Nagodol on a Din HaChumash. The Gemara says, Zilkrei Bei Rav Hu. Ask a child who learns a Cheder. Bei Rav means a Cheder, where they teach Chumash. Ask the child, there's no Hayro on Torah Shabbat. Hayro is only on Torah Shabbat Peh. So on the one hand, you can say that this is a chelik. All the dinim derabbanan become a chelik of Torah Shabbat Peh, min haTorah. So that's why the Rambam thinks that he can become a Zaka Mamre on a din derabbanan. And the Ramban thinks not so, because the psak has to be at Shiyor HaLasos. So since the Chovis Agav is only the Rabbanan, it's lacking on Shiyor HaLasos. The Lasos is missing over here. He's only killed if he paskins against the Bez Nagodol on the Din Deraisa. If he paskins against the Bez Nagodol on the Din Derabbanan, he argues with the Rambam. The Rambam has no mocker in the Gemara. The Rambam, that's original in the Rambam, in Hilchas Mamrim. The Rambam writes that there is a Din of Zaka Mamre, Chayiv Misa, even if he disagrees with the Bez Nagodol, Halach HaLamaisa, on the Din Derabbanan. The Rambam thinks that it's not true. The Rambam says no mocker in the Gemara. The Gemara has a long sugya. When is he, what psokim, what style of a psak did he give against the Bez Nagodol? The end of Sanhedrin, Pei Zayin, Pei Ches, Pei Tes over there. So the Gemara never said a Din Derabbanan. The Rambam added that on, a Din Derabbanan. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He never understood such a big pilpul. So it boils down to one little nakuda. Yeah. The Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah sounds like this. The Rambam writes, we must have mentioned that already. The Rambam writes, the Torah Shabbat Peh, he says, the Mishnah is a collection of the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. And he says, Torah Shabbat Peh has five different parts to it. So he says, the first part is Pirushim HaMukubalim LaMarsha Misina. There are certain traditions that we have, Torah Shabbat Peh, that this phrase means something. Like Pri Eitz Hodor means an Esrog. Ayin Tachasayin is not to be taken literally. That's a tradition that what the phrase means. Like in every language, you have expressions. What does the expression mean? So in the Chumash, there are certain expressions that are not to be taken literally. Ayin Tachasayin is not to be taken literally. Priyei Tzadar is not to be taken literally. So a whole bunch of Pirushim, Ramavalim, and Moshe Mesina. Then the Rambam says the second section of Torah Sheval Peh is Halachas L'Moshe Mesina. There aren't so many, so the Rambam gives you a whole list. In the Hagdama to the Pirushim Mishnah, he says, well, Halachas L'Moshe Mesina. Then he says the third section, that's the bulk of the Torah Sheval Peh, is the drushes that are established based on the Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hashem. The Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hashem and the Brisa Rabbi Shmuel Omer, and then there are many more than Yud Gimel Midrash. So that's the bulk of the Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's the Machloikas, the Pirim Godnim. We spoke about this, no? I spoke about this in Eretz Yisrael.
Rabbi Sefer.
No, I spoke about it just recently. It must have been in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Whenever I go to the Tiv Aryeh, so Rabbi Bina always, he's never there when I come. He always leaves instructions. I have to give a shiur on Masorah and Torah Shebaal Peh. So I give the same shiur every year. Okay. So I gave the shiur this past Sunday, a week ago on Sunday. Yeah. So the Gemara Perek HaNizokin in the middle of Gittin has a machlok Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechon, where the Rav Torah is Bichsav or Rav Torah is Baal Peh. So the Be'er Sheva, who is a Talmud of the Levush, Be'er Sheva asked the Kasha, when did he live? Late 1600s, early 1700s. So the Be'er Sheva asked the Kasha, how can you have a machlokes where the Rav Torah is Bichsav or Rav Torah is Baal Peh? Go to the Gazna library. Torah Shabbat 24 Svarim. Chavtal Svarim Kizvi HaKadosh. Torah Shabbat Peh is Aruchah Me'eretz Mi Derochavim Min Hayam. It's unlimited. So of course the Rav Torah is Baal Peh. How can there be an opinion anymore? The Rav Torah is Bichsav. It's impossible. So the Be'er Sheva answers that it must be that the bulk of the Torah Shabbat Peh is really the dinim that are established based on Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hashem. That's the bulk of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's a machleg Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, whether you treat that like Torah Shabbat because you're reading in between the lines, but you say, no, it's Torah Shabbat Peh because it's in between the lines, not reading the lines itself. So that's the ganze machleg is Pir Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar. So the Prima God wrote a psicha kolelis to Orachayim. Prima God is a commentary on the Taz in the Magen Avraham on Orachayim, and it's a commentary on the Taz in the Shach in Yeridea. Prima God was a Galatian who got stuck in Germany, and the other Frankfurt. Not Frankfurt on the mind, Frankfurt the other Frankfurt on the other. So he was a Malamed, he was a Mikri Dariki. He taught little children Chumash. He tells you how to teach Chumash. In the Haknam, he tells you he didn't teach Gemara. He taught the Tanakh to the children. So he wrote a Psicha Kolel as a general introduction to Arachim, which is not really an introduction to Arachim, it's a general introduction to all of Torah Shabbal Peh. And there are many, many Svarim, at least 30 Svarim commentaries on the Psicha Kolelas of the Prim Gorim to Arachim. It's fantastic. So this is what he begins with this. He starts with the Gemara in Gittin, Perek HaNizokin, has machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, where the Rav Torah is Bichsav, Rav Torah is Baal Peh, the Be'er Sheva and Hoyrius. Be'er Sheva wrote Tosfos on the Mesichtes, but we don't have any Tosfos. So he wrote Tosfos, made up his own Tosfos. Same style as imitation Tosfos. He wrote Tosfos on Perek Chelik, the last Perek, and said it was all Agadita, so he wrote Tosfos there. And he wrote Tosfos for the end of Soita, we don't have any Tosfos. And then he wrote Tosfos for Hoyrius. We don't have too many Tosfos in there. So in Hurrius, he has this kasha. How can you have a machlekes where the Rav Torah is Bichsav, Rav Torah is Baal Peh? It's a dead giveaway. Of course, Rav Torah is Baal Peh. You go to the library, only 24 Svarim are Torah Shebichsav. All the rest is Torah Shebaal Peh. So he says, the Nekudas of machlekes is on the dinim that are established based on Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hashem. Because that's the majority of Kol HaTorah Kulam. That's a majority of the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's the machlekes, whether that has the din of Torah Shabbat Chzav or Torah Shabbat Peh. L'may naf kemina. So that's the Prima Godim quotes that from the Be'er Sheva. Then Prima Godim takes over. L'may naf kemina. What's a naf kemina? Whether it has the status of Torah Shabbat Chzav or Torah Shabbat Peh. He starts rattling off naf keminas, and then he talks in general about Torah Shabbat Peh. So the Rambam, in his Hakdomet to the Pirush HaMishnayis, writes that there are five sections to the Torah Shabbat Peh. So the first section is Pirushim Hamikubalim LeMoshe MiSinai. We have traditions that that's what this phrase means. Ayin Tachas Ayin is not to be taken literally. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chayva LeMazik, every Bezdin in every generation had a tradition that in the earlier generations, all the way back, that's why they said Bezdin Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, when somebody would be Chayva B'Chaver, they would make him pay money. They never took it literally. They never took Ayin Tachas Ayin literally. This is one of the Pirushim Hamikubalim LeMoshe MiSinai. You don't have to prove. The Gemara gives a whole proof. How do you know that Ayin Tachasayin is not to be taken literally? The first sugi in Perak HaChayvel in the end of Bavakam. But that's all asmach to be alma. You don't have to prove that it's not to be taken literally. The Rambam writes in Nuchas Chayvel Mazik, every Bezdin in every generation had a tradition for Nerodi about the Dinim. That's what it means. They also saw the Bezdin Shal Moshe, Bezdin Shal Yeshua. Everybody understood Ayin Tachasayin is a melitza, not to be taken literally. So the Rambam writes the five sections of Torah Shmah. One is Pirushim HaMukubalim Moshe Misinai. One is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Purely Torah Shabbat Peh. There's no mocker, there's no way to latch it on to read it in between the lines. Then the third section, which is the bulk of Kol HaTorah Kula, the Prima Gaudim says, is the section of the dinim that are established based on Yud Bin Midah Shatar and Adjeshes Bem. Then the fourth and the fifth sections of the Torah Shabbat Peh are the Takonas Derabbanon and the Gzeres Derabbanon. Takonas Derabbanon means a mitzvah sesei, like Mikra Megillah, Matanas Lavionim, Shalach Manas, and Hadlokas Deres Chanik, and the Tiltzah Nai, mitzvahs Derabbanon, and then you have Gzeres Derabbanon. The Besarayf Pechalab is awesome Rabbanon. You're not allowed to carry in a Carmelis, you're not allowed to do a Malacha Kalacha Yad, Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa, and so on and so forth. So the Rambam is writing that all the Dinim Derabbanon become a Chelek of the Torah Shabbal Peh. Sounds like Minat Torah. If it's only with the Rabbanon, it becomes a chilek of Torah Shabbat Peh and the Rabbanon. So what does he put it? As if that's one of the two of the sections of the Torah Shabbat Peh. Sounds like he's understanding that it becomes a chilek. That's what Rav Soloveitchik understood. He didn't mention this Rambam in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos. But it sounds very much that that's what the Rambam is driving in. All the dinim de Rabbanon become a chilek of the Torah Shabbat Peh on the level of the Raisa. And when you learn that, that's the Kima Mitzvah of Talmud Torah Deraisa. It's not that it's Biddle Torah Menat, it's Talmud Torah Med Rabbanon. It's Talmud Torah on the level of Deraisa. But the Chavis Agaba to observe it is only Med Rabbanon. So those are the Ganser Machloikas, the Rambam and the Rambam bottom line, whether Zak Mamri is Chayiv Misa, if he paskins against the Bez Nagola and the Nisha de Rabbanon, Chamitz Bisho Chamishis, Chamitz Bisho Shishis. So the Rambam holds that he's giving a Hairo, the Rambam holds Chayiv Misa. Why? He's giving Hairo on a section of Torah Shabbal Peh. Hairo has to do with Torah Shabbal Peh. There's no Hairoah on Torah, there's no Hairoah on a joke book. Gotta give a psak. The Yankees won. The Yankees still exist. Gonna give a psak who won the game. That's not Torah Shabbat Peh. That has nothing, there's no Hairoah over there. Hairoah is only on Halacha, on Torah Shabbat Peh. There's no Hairoah on Torah Shabbat Chsav, and there's no Hairoah on jokes. So we assume that Torah Shabbat Peh includes, on the level of the rice, includes all the Dinim Derabban. So the Rambam holds that the Zak Mam is Chayv Misa, because there is a Hairoah on Dinim Derabban. And the Ramban disagreed because it has to be actually over La'asoyis. Since the Chayvus Agarba to observe the Din of the Rabbanon is only with the Rabbanon, it's not called La'asoyis. It's missing actually over La'asoyis. Those are the Ganser Machloikas. Yes, so getting back over here. Reb Shimshkop has this, this famous Reb Shimshkop. I don't endorse it. This is famous Reb Shimshkop. He thinks that Sofik, the Raisa Lechumre, he's explaining those who disagree with the Rambam basically do agree with the Rambam. That Sofik Nevela and Sofik Treifa is awesome in a Torah, but not because you may be eating poison, you may be violating Nevela. No, the Torah never said a word about Sofik Nevela. The Torah only said about Tvare Nevela. The Torah didn't say about Sofik Nevela. It must be some other issa. So the way the Sefer Charedim writes, we understand, it's a new mitzvah to go to Chumr, not to get involved in a Sofik. So if you have a Svek Sveika, just like we said from the Prima Godin, if you hold Sveika, the Raisa Lechumer itself is only Midir Rabbanon, then when you have a Sveika, it's basically a Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. And the Rav had like that, and our Gemara, because Ben Atari go Lekula, because the woman has a Cheskes Heta Lekuhuna, or a Cheskes Heta Lebaila. So it's only my loss of Yuchsin not to follow the Cheskes Heta. So the first Sofik is only Lechumer Midir Rabbanon, because my law also be Yuchsin not to follow the Hazoket. So the second Sofik is the Sofik de Rabbanon Lekula. So the Ra'or writes like that. The Ra'or holds in general Sufik Deraisa is Lechumer mid Deraisa. That's why he denies that to such a din as fake sake and call it Tarakula. He holds like the Riazokin, the Balatosis, the Riazokin that the Rajban, the Torah Sabayis quotes. He says the only time you have a Kulan, fake sake is this Gemara, because the first Sufik is really Lekula mid Deraisa. It's only Lechumer mid Derabana. So Reb Shimshkop has the same, even if one should assume that Sveika Deraisa Lechumer mid Deraisa, he wants to say it's a different Issa. It's a different Issa. So just like Anisa de Rabbanon is based on Loisosur, but you can't say Sveika de Raisa Luchumra. On the Sofik Loisosur, you're not being mischatzif against the Bezin if you violate the Sofik de Rabbanon. A Sofik is not included in Loisosur. But Makom Safik does not Issa. So even if one should assume that Sveka Deraisa Luchumim Deraisa, but it's a different kind of an Issa. It's not the same Issa. It's a different Issa. So the nature of that Issa is similar to the Issa of Lois Asur by a Derabbanan, that if you're going to have a Svek Svek, a Safik, are you on violation of Vachart of Achayim? So that doesn't make sense to say that that should be Luchumim. That's Shimon. Shimon, everything is Higoyim. Shimon liked to make everything into logic. That's why Brisk, they didn't care for Reb Shimon's logic. They had everything was a pasuk. Got to have psukim for everything. Who's older? Yeah.
I was wondering, if Reb Shimon Shkop's right, then why didn't the Rambam himself include Vachart v'Chaim in his own minyan mitzvos?
No, Reb Shimon doesn't quote this of Vachart v'Chaim. No. The Rambam says that it's only the Rabban. The Rambam holds Sveika Deraisa Lechumer is only with the Rabban. Rabbi Shemishkab says even the other Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, who hold that it's Deraisa, it's not so much of a disagreement. They also agree with the Rambam that the Pasuk not to eat the veil only goes on by the veil. Pasuk never said a word about sofing the veil. Sofing the veil is also some other source. It's a different svara. So I'm saying the Sefer Haredim had a Pasuk, but what he thought was a svara is a Pasuk. And then he says, and that new Issa that I'm calling it a Vachart V'Chaim, he calls it some vague thing. He said, that Issa is similar to Loisosar and Adin de Rabbanan. That when Makom Safik, you're not in violation of Loisosar. So if you have a Safik, if you're in violation of Vachart V'Chaim, you can't say Sveika Deraisa L'chumra on that. You only say Sveika Deraisa L'chumra on a real Issa. You don't say Sveika Deraisa L'chumra on the Din of Loisosar, on the Din of Vachart V'Chaim.
Isn't Loisosar and Vachart V'Chaim telling us the same thing? Why
did they take one over the other? No, the Haredim says is the mocker for Sveika Deraisa Lechumer. Loisosur goes, Poshab Shat Loisosur goes, if you have, Ki Palamim Chadoval Mishpat, you're not sure what the Din of Chumash is. Then the Torah says, ask the rabbis, whatever the Paskin is binding. That's Loisosur. Then the Ramam understood that Loisosur also includes all the Din of the Rabban. Ramban says, no, that's only an Asmachta. The Pasuk Loisosur only goes on Dinam Deraisa. Kipal Mechadov La Meshpat. You'll have a Sofik. Is there a Din of Purim or not? Of course there's no Din of Purim and Chumash. There's nothing to ask. How can it be included in Loisosur? Kipal Mechadov means if you're wondering what the Din is, because what do you mean, what the Din is? Purim doesn't exist. Chanukah doesn't exist. Tilus Yadayim doesn't exist. Hatlakas Neves Chanukah doesn't. It doesn't exist. How can you have Loisosur? That's the Ramban's argument. Loisosur, according to the Pshuta Shambik, only goes on Dinam Deraisa. And the Rambam held, not so, the Rambam held that Loisosur goes, even the first opinion in the Gemara meant literally, Loisosur goes on Dinim Derabbanan. But still, the Chovas Agarba to observe the Dinim Derabbanan is only the Rabban. Loisosur makes it that it becomes a chelik of Torah Shebaal Peh on the level of the Reis.
According to your how is he able to go according to the Cheskes Heter? Like Tosis points out, there's a Reisa on the Cheskes Heter.
He doesn't agree with Tosis' answer, yeah. Why doesn't he agree with this answer? That's a major question. I don't know, I didn't discuss it. That's a very good question. So there are several issues in Svek Sveka that have to be addressed. So there is a Mishnah Lamela who raises a question. Would you say Svek Sveka Lekula on an Issa Shiesh Bo Karis? Let's say Nida Labaila. Would you say Svek Sveka Lekula? Or Chela Vedam with his Karis, or in Hilchos Shabbos? Would you say Svek Sveka Lekula? So the Mishlam Melech was a Sfardi. He doesn't often use Ashkenazim. So finally he says, well, the Ramah in Hilchas Nida writes that you say Svek Sveka Lekula in Hilchas Nida in Kuf Pei Zayin, I think. There's a Beferish Ramah. So okay, that's what he says. He's entitled to his opinion. But there's a long Mishlam Melech. He raises the issue. What's the issue to raise? Because we said yesterday, the other day, how can the Rambam say that Sveika Deraisa Luchum is only with the Rabbanon? What does he do with the Parsha of Hashem Talui? What do you need a kapara if you have a Sofik, if you violated Chelev or not? If it's a Sofik Chelev, it's Mutam and Atarati. It's only awesome with the Rabbanon. So if it's Mutam and Atarati, what do you have to bring a kapara for? It's Mutam Lachatchilim and Atarati. So we said that the correct answer is that the Rambam Lishitasa is only able to formulate such an opinion. Sveika Deraisa Luchum is only with the Rabbanon. Lishitasa, that he paskins like the Tana, that Yeshem la Mikra, we follow the decree. In Yosa Achaz, we call Mitzvois Hashem. You need Chatich Achaz, Meshte Chatichas. You need an Ikva Yisura. Ikva Yisura is a Mohammedic type of a Sufik. If you have a taruvus of chad b'chad, and the iser is an iser derabbanon, so the shach writes in the day, you don't say sveka derabbanon l'kula. Simen kuf tes. Simen kuf tes, I think, is the suffix. The simen about taruvus, yavish b'yavish. I'm not sure. Kuf yud. Where's about taruvus chad b'chad, yavish b'yavish? I think it's kuf tes. So there's a shach there. But the shach quotes this funny hagos ashri. He says, we don't hold like that. When you have a tarubis of chad b'chad, and he said the rabbanon, you can't say you have a right to eat either this or that. You have to have chad betrayed, that it should be bottled. You can't say sveka the rabbanon l'kula. That's a machamadika type of an isa. That's a nikva yisura. So just like on the level of the rabbanon, nikva yisura is a machamadika, it's a suffix of tarubis. You don't know which it is. If he would have had a suffix chad betray, then it's bottled b'rayv. Chad betray is bottled b'rayv by yavish b'yavish. But if you have a suffix chad b'chad, that's not a legitimate suffix to say suffix derabbanan l'kula. It's on the level of deraisa also. The Rambam holds that suffix deraisa l'kula, but deraisa wouldn't apply if you have a nikva yisur. So that's the only time you chayiv ashem tali, is if you have a nikva yisur, a tarubis. If you don't have a tarubis, you're not chayiv. So that's the standard answer that the Prima Gordon quotes all the Acharonim say. But the Kesef Mishnah at the end of Perek Des, Hilchos Tumas Meis, said that he had a ma'aksaviyat of the Rambam that would, had that line added on, and in our editions they put it into the text of the Rambam in the brackets. And the only time you say sveka deraisa lechumer mederaisa is by Yisuri Koris. So he said that it poses a problem. The Rambam says sveka deraisa lechumra by Shabbos and by Arayis is only mederabonim. So Shabbos and Arayis both have Koris. So the Kesef Mishnah stands on his head. And if Shabbos means Tchumen and Arayis means Gerusha Lekoyim, Shabbos doesn't mean Tchumen. When you talk about Shabbos, the first thing that comes to mind is Tchumen. First thing that comes to mind is the 39 Malachas. They all have Kares. And Arayis, the Pashtus, certainly does not mean Grusha the Kohen and Mamzeret the Yisrael. Arayis is Arayis, Chavi Krisis. So the simple reading of the Rambam is that it can't be. That answer that's given in the Rambam of the parentheses can't be. If that's what he said, okay. But the Pashtus says that that's a misprint. Pashtus says that it doesn't. The Sefer added it on the side in the Rambam, and it doesn't belong over there. But there are those who have that gears in the Rambam. So if you say, like the Prima Gadim, that Sveka Lekula makes very good sense according to the Rambam. Why? Because Sveka Deraisa Lechum itself is only with the Rabbanon. And the Sveka boils down to a Sveka Derabbanon Lekula, but it's only Sveka Deraisa Lekula Mederaisa by Chavi Lavin. B'chavi krisis is sveka deraisa l'chumer mederaisa. Then there's no room to be mekel on a sveka. So there are more paskins not so. There are more rights beferish and roya damach mes tashmish, whichever simon that is in Yerudea. The Mishlam Melech quotes there are more rights beferish that when you have a sveka, whether the woman is a nida l'baila or not, you matter anisa koris of nida l'baila with a sveka. Mishlam Melech writes, okay. That's what the Rabbi Ashkenazi rabbi says, the rabbi from Krakow. And he's not so convinced that he's right. He thinks that maybe he's mistopic because of this, because it is Girsa and the Rambam at the end of Perek Tes in Hilchos Tumas Meis. Then you have also the Shev Shmaitze, which was written by the author of the Ksos HaChoshen. And the Chavos Das was written by the author of the Nesivos, Chavos Das on Yerideya. So the Chavos Das has it by way of introduction to Siman Kuf Yud. He has an introduction to a page or two that's called Beis HaSofik. He writes about Sveka Derais and Sveka Lekula, Rubav Chazaka, these kind of things a little bit. Didn't write a whole sefer like the Shev Shmaitze, he wrote two pages. So the Beis HaSofik, he writes something that he has in common with the Shev Shmaitze. Probably didn't have access to the Shev Shmaitze. So he writes the same thing. Even the Rambam has to agree, Sofik Derais Lechumer is only Medirabbanon, that's by Yisurim, but by Mitzvahs, Sofik Derais is Lechumer Medirabbanon. What's the Sfarah for the Rambam? That Sofik Deraisa Luchumer is only Medirabbon. Because when the Torah said, don't eat Bas B'chala, don't eat the Bela, don't eat Trefa, Torah only spoke about Vada. Torah didn't speak about a Sofik. Everything is Mutter, unless you establish that it's also. So if the thing is a Sofik Issa, the Torah never said a word about a Sofik Issa, so it's Mutter and a Torah. So if the Torah says you have to shake a Lulav and an Esrog, you are not sure whether this Lulav is valid, you're not sure if this Esrog is good, so you got to shake again. Torah said you got to shake a Vada Lulav, and a Vada is. Torah didn't speak about Svekas. So just like the Torah didn't speak about Svekas according to the Rambam, and that's why Sveka Deraisa Luchum is only Medirabbanan, then it should follow that by a mitzvah says Sveka Deraisa Luchum should be Menatara. If Sveka Deraisa Luchum is Menatara, then there's no room to say Sveka Lukula. If Sveka Lukula is the way that Prima Gadim said, based on, it boils down to a sveika de rabbanu lekula. So that's only by lavin, by mitzvah sesa. He can't pater a person from a mitzvah based on a sveika. So there's a discussion hilchas sukkah. If it's pouring the first night of sukkah, mitztaris potam in sukkah. So there's two opinions in Taisus whether mitztaris potam in sukkah laila harisha. So some of the poskim make ups over there a sveika. If it's a case of a sveik sveika on the second night of Yontif, it's a sveika de yoima, and even if it would have been the first night, it's a sveika de dina, whether you have to eat nesuk on the first night when it's pouring. So the second night they consider that a sveik sveika, so there's room to be mekel. So is there such a din? Sveik sveika lekula, you can't say a ganshas. There are only two gemaras where it says sveik sveika lekula. One gemara is a gemara in Ksuvis, the other gemara is in Zvachim da fine dalit. But can't say all, call them a kaimus, only two. Can't say call them a kaimus. But every time anybody talks about sveik sveik, they're always talking about isurim. What about in hilchas sukkah? They come up a new concept, sveik sveik a lukula by mitzvah, sveik sveik a patas yufa mitzvah. Is that legitimate? So there's room to argue the point and say it's wrong. If both the Shev Shmaitza and the Torah Sasa and the Beis HaSofek, Tzais and the Sivis, they both write that the Rambam's opinion, sveik a deraisa lukula midraisa, only lukhum midrabans, only by lavin. But by yesin, it's sveika deraisa lechumra midaraisa. So there's no room to say sveik sveika lekula. If the whole sveik sveika lekula is based on sveika derabana lekula, sofik deraisa lechumra is only midarabana. So if you have a sveik sveika, you have a sofik, is there a nisa derabana? So sveika derabana lekula. But by mitzvah sesei, by kores, we say by chayvi krisis, the Rambam admits, the Rambam agrees, a sveika deraisa lechumra. So there's no room to say sveik sveika lekula. That's the Mishnah Melech's issue that he raises. And who are dinami? How can you say sveik sveika lekula to pata from a mitzvah sesei? Bottom line, you have to sit in sukkah. You have to vaday sit in sukkah. You have to sit in sukkah in such a way that you know for sure that you did the mitzvah. It's not going to help. You're going to say it's a sveik sveika, it's a sveika diyama, it's a hin, it's a hair, and it's raining. Bottom line, you have to sit in sukkah in a way that you vaday yotze the mitzvah.
What about the other tuma alpha? Not within the Rambam.
Right, exactly. So if he says sveik sveik mean tamro, which is questionable, why is it questionable? Like the Sheish Meitzer pointed out from the Rivosh, we don't know what the percentages are. It's just a rov, a logical possibility. So is that legitimate? A rov means what's the, you predict what it is, you can guess what it is based on probability, mathematics, probability. You don't know what the probabilities are, so you're saying a chiddush. A sveik is a rive of logical possibility. So there's room to say that that's nonsense. Room to say that there is no such thing. So that's what the Rashba and the Tshuva thinks that is legitimate. He thinks that sveik sveik mitam rov. So if sveik sveik is mitam rov, then it's good by chavi krisins and it's good by mitzvah sesi as well. Exactly. Then there's another Mishnah Melech has a long Mishnah Melech. Sometimes Mishnah Melech was originally written with long, very long essays. And the one who wrote the Me'am Lois did us all a favor. Me'amloiz on Tarach. So he did us a favor, and he cut up all the Mishnah Melechs into small sections that are user-friendly. Once in a while he couldn't. So you have Mishnah Melech goes on 4 pages. Who's going to read 4 pages solid Mishnah Melech? There's nothing else on the Ram. So those Mishnah Melech, hardly anybody reads. Only really Yirei Shemayim read those Mishnah Melechs. but the one who wrote the Amloiz, he was the Magia. So the Mishnah Melech wrote long essays, and then he says Kasher Biarti Leo, Kasher Avar LeKamon. So a lot of times after the Magia rearranged it, he took a small section, put it on one Ram, another section. So when the Mishnah Melech says Kasher Biarti Leo, so he'll put in parentheses Aleph Hey Amah Magia Nitvas LeKamon, or he says Mishnah Melech says, as I will explain later. So he writes it's already printed 5 sections earlier. He rearranged the whole Mishnah Melech, and then some places he couldn't rearrange. So those are the very long Mishnah Melech, Hilchas Ma'avah V'Loiva, and a couple of. So there's a long Mishnah Melech, not as long as this one people do read, without that much Yirei Shemayim. Mishnah Melech raises up question: maybe this is just like the Sveika Deraisa Lechumra, Sveika Deraisa Lekula. Maybe Sveika Derabanan Lekula, but Sveika Derabanan is Lechumra. How can it be Sveika Lechumra? If sveika derabanan is lekula, of course sveika is lekula. No, if you have a sveika lechumra, if you have, it's either A or B, 50-50, we don't know what the percentages are. And even if it's lekula, and even if it's not lekula, there's still room to be machmer. Just like you have svek sveka lekula, it's either lechumra or lekula. And even if it's lechumra, there's room to be mekel. Maybe it's C or D. So you can have a svek sveka lechumra by din de rabbanan. So Mishlam Melach comes up with this chiddush. There's such an animal as a svek sveka lechumra. Svek sveka mitam raif. Svek sveka mitam raif. So if you have a svek sveka by din de rabbanan, Mishlam Melach interprets Mishnais like that. That even though normally you have a Mishnais in Mikvos, where it talks about Maim Shuvim, Gimelugim Maim Shuvim, Pasal HaMikveh, that's only a Din Derabban. The Reiv of the Mikveh, 21 saw out of the 40, the Reiv of the Mikveh is Maim Shuvim, that's a Machlekes, the Rian Derabban, and Tam, and Taisis, and Machlekes, and Mechaba Derabban, whether that's a Din Derais, a Din Derabban, Kuloshov, a Rubashov. But if you just have Gimelugim Maim Shuvim, Pasal the whole Mikveh, that's only a Derabban. That's what the Gemara says. So the Mishnais have a lot of coolness there. And Tumas Hayadayim is also only the Rabbon. It doesn't exist on the level of the race. So you have Mishnais that say, Sofik Shuvim is Lekula, and Sofik Yadayim is Lekula. The examples that the Mishnah gives happen to be examples where there's a Svek Svek Lechumra. And nonetheless, you go Lekula. So the Mishnah Melech explains, why do you have to have Mishnais that tell you Sofik Shuvim Lekula? Sveka derabbanu lekula. What do you need a Mishnah? Sofik yadayim lekula. Sofik derabbanu lekula. Tumas hayadayim is only with derabbanu. Sofik zoktanein. If it would have been a normal din derabbanan, you would have said if you have a svek sveka lechumra, you go lechumra. You have a svek sveka lekula, you go lekula out of their eyes. If you have a svek sveka lechumra, you should go lechumra on a din derabbanan because svek sveka mitam raiv. So the Mishnah tells you that there are two exceptions to the rule. That even if you have a svek sveka lechumra, you still go lekula by the rabbana, namely by yadayim and by maim shuvim. That's a sofik yadayim lekula is stronger than the din of sofik rabbana lekula. Even when there's a svek sveka lechumra, you still go lekula. And sofik shuvim lekula is superior, stronger than the regular din of sveka rabbana lekula. Even if you have a svek sveka lechumra, you still go lekula. Kach hikilu chachamim. When they instituted the din of shuvim, so that's the Mishnah Melech raises such a possibility. And I think the Mishnah Achrayna and the Mishnais adapts it. Mishnah Achrayna is from a later sefer, from a later author. Mishnah Achrayna lived when? Early 1800s, probably. Early 1800s. I don't know who wrote it. Rabbi Yochanan Salman, I don't know who wrote it. Anyway, so the Mishnah Achrayna, fantastic. On Zroim, he wrote what's called the Mishnah Rishayna. And on Kochim, he wrote, on Taras, he wrote the Mishnah Achrayna. He's fantastic. He every Mishnah he interprets based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He goes with the Shach and the Taz. He uses whatever Swami has available to him. He wants to know, how do you interpret the Mishnah? It's based on what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Achrayna, I think, adapts this Pshat from the Prima Godim. So this is only Nitan Lahayomer, this word, that Svek Sveka Lechumre, and the Rabbana is only if you hold that Svek Sveka Mitam Raiv. So the Roif can go on a level of the Rais and can have Svek Sveka Lekula. And on a Din Derabban can have a Svek Sveka Lechumra. If you hold like Rav Shimon Shkop with his whole fantastic story, that the Sveka Derais Lechumra is a Psanu Isser. It's like a Lechart of a Chaim. And then a Safik Hanat, there's no Din, everything with Igoyen. So Rav Shimon Shkop writes, and there ain't no such thing as a Svek Sveka Lechumra by a Din Derabban. Because he doesn't believe in Svek Sveka Mitam Roif. He doesn't like that Rajmo. he's assuming that's.
published in 1882.
Probably lived the early 1800s.
A little bit before Yeshiva started.
Before why you started?
Just a few years.
Okay. So Abshim Mishkop doesn't believe in this. He doesn't like Svek Svek and Mitam Raiv. I understand why. He holds like that, what the Shev Shmaitzer quoted. What do you mean, Svek Svek and Mitam Roif? But you don't know what the percentages are. You just abstract the logical possibilities on the blackboard. Why should that be a Roif? A Roif means when you know what the probabilities are. Right. I'm not sure what the Rashba says, but the Rashba proves it based on the Gemara later in Tzubis. You have a Gemara the din is that if the pasuk says a bas kohen is permitted to eat truma, what if the bas kohen marries a non kohen? She's not single. She gets married to a Levi or to Israel. So the chumash says a bas kohen kisili ish zar. If she marries a non kohen, he be truma sakadoshim lo secha. She's not allowed to eat truma any longer. Unless the husband dies, then Zera ain't law, she has no children. If the husband dies and she has no children, from the non kohen, no children, no grandchildren, so she's allowed to return back to Yichuma. So the Gemara has, in addition to the Pshut of Shal Mikra, the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on Pasuk. Bas kohen kisili yishzar means if a girl is nivala l'pasala, the girl is a bas kohen, she's allowed to Yichuma. And then she's nivala to a guy, or nivala to a mamzer, nivala to a cholom, evid, nivala to akim, evid, cholom, mamzer, nosin. So nivala l'pasala psala, she's not allowed to eat truma. So the Mishnah later in the first Perek in Kedushin tells a story that there was a young girl who went to the well to draw water. Masa tinoika shiyoda l'malas ma'ayim min ha'ayin. She went to the well to draw water. And somebody was ma'anis her. She doesn't know whether it's a Jew or a guy. So let's say the rive of the people in the city are Jewish. So the Gemara says, the tenekah shirar dalamalas ma'im min ha'ayin. She went to draw water from the well and to bring it back home. She was nen, so she doesn't know who. She doesn't know who. So min ha'torah, you should really say she's teres lekuna, because yishtal of cheskas heter. She was 12 years old, 13 years old, 15, whatever, however old she was. She was 15 years old. First 15 years of her life, she never had any problem. She was muteris lekuna. So she's shtel of cheskas heter lekuna. You should say she's allowed to continue. She's allowed to marry a kohen now. So they said, my loss of yuchsin, even though there's a chazok lehokel, you're not mekel. Then the Gemara says, not only if there's a chazok lehokel, what if there's a roiv lehokel? If roiv anshei ha'ir are Jewish, and not mamzer, not cholon, not nosen, they're Jewish. So the Gemara says, my loss of yuchsin, you don't follow chazok and you don't follow roiv. What if you have a svek sveka though? So that's taisvis, that's a Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, if you have a svek sveka, then you are mekel. That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba proves from that Gemara that Sfek Sfeka Odif Mi Raiv, that my loss of Biyuchsin Yaasa, the girl was Nensa. Myla Maisa Tinoika Shiyodala Malas Mayim Minha Ayin, and she was Nensa by the well. And the Raiv of the people in the city, where's this Mishnah? Mishnah is Yudalan on the base, towards the bottom there. Amar Rabbi Yosi Maisa Bitinoika Shiyodala Malas Mayim Minha Ayin, and Nensa Amar Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri. If the rive of the people in the city are Jewish, then she's muteris. So we don't pass like that. We pass even though there's a rive and a chazaka lohakil, we're machmer. But if you have sveik sveike, then you are mekel. So the Rashba says, you see from that Gemara, on the level of a derabonon, you see that sveik sveike odif me rive. That even though you say, my loss of yuchsin despite the rive, but if you have a sveik sveike, it's better. That's the Rashba's right. How does he prove on the level of the Raisa? I'm not sure. He assumes called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun. If on the level of the Rabbanon, it's in the my loss of Yuchsin, so Chumer mid the Rabbanon. If mid the Rabbanon, Sveik Sveika is better than Raif. So it must be on the level of the Raisa also, Sveik Sveika is better than Raif. That's the question. How did it become all of a sudden better than Raif? So Nachmal said, these are some of the issues. What's the din if you have a Sveik Sveika lohokel and it's Keneged a Chazoka? There's a Cheskas Iser. There's a cheskas isa. So there's a discussion in Hilchas Melicha in Yeridah, Chelek Aleph, in Hilchas Melicha. Dam is an isa deraisa, but dam shebishla is only derabon. So let's say a woman forgot to salt the meat, and she cooked the meat, she cooked the chicken or the meat. By the time now she cooked it, all the dam is dam shebishla. So it'll be osir, but it'll only be osir with derabon. The Ramah paskins for Ashkenazim. The dam shebishla is only the rabban. In the Shita Sabes Yosef, there's a dion, because in the Gemara it's a discussion whether dam shebishla is an isa derais and isa derabban. And what's the issue? It says manina satav lechem al mizbech lechaper. You're not allowed to eat dam because the dam is reserved for the mizbech. You're supposed to use the dam to be zorch on the mizbech. The dam is reserved for the mizbech. That's by korbanis, not by behemas chulin. But the Torah says you're not allowed to eat dam of any behemah. But chay is not korb on the mizbech. Chickens are not korb on the mizbech. Only terma b'nei yoina, only doves and pigeons. Other chickens and turkeys are not makarv on the mizbech. But nonetheless, Torah says you're not allowed to eat any dam because so the Gemara says, "Badam shebishloi, you're not yotze the zvika." If you cook the dam first, then you zorek on the mizbech. The Gemara says you're not yotze the mitzvah. It has to be the raw dam. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim. Maybe that should carry over. Maybe dam shebishloi, just like it's not dam for the purpose of zvika ala mizbeach, so it shouldn't be dam for the purpose of the yisr, because the whole yisr achilas dam is based on ani sater lachem ala mizbech lachaper. This is not good lachaper. So in the shita samachaber, it's a diun. But the svarah shepaskin, what in the mechaber paskin? But the Rama is very clear that dam shebish is only abon. So the shach and the taz are both from the Ashkenazim. So they're not. They're assuming dam shebish is only the rabban. So they have a situation. The balabasta, she's been married for so many years. She always salts the meat. Now the butcher salts all the meat. So by the time you get the meat, it's already salted. I'm not so old. I remember my mother used to salt the meat in New York also, not only in Pennsylvania. I live in Pennsylvania. Not only in Pennsylvania, New York also. The people would salt their own meat. So I say the balabasta always salts the meat and then she cooks it. And this time she cooked the meat and she doesn't remember for sure whether she salts it. She has a suffix in her mind, did she salt it or not? So can you say Sveka de Rabbanu Lakula? By now she cooked it already. By now it's Dam Shebishloi. So the worst it could be is only the Rabbanus. And maybe I should say that Dam Shebishloi is the Rabbanus. So Sofik the Rabbanu Lakula. So the Taz and the Shach, they both said, you can't say Sofik the Rabbanu Lakula, Keneged Cheska Sisa. Here I know for sure every piece of meat, every piece of chicken has Dam. When you start off, while the animal was alive, every piece of chicken has Dam. If you salted it, then you succeeded in removing it. If you didn't salt it, you didn't remove the Dam. So that's called the Cheska Sisa. So you have no right to say Sofik the Rabbanu Lakula, Keneged Cheska Sisa. So the Taz says, but it's muta anyway, even though it's not a Sofik Drabbanu Lakula, because he quotes the Gemara in Brachas, the person is saying Kriya Shema. He says, Chsavta mal mezuzah beisecha v'sherecha, and he's half asleep. He doesn't remember whether he just finished Shema or he finished while Yoyim Shamoya. So Misofik has to go back to the first Chsavta mal mezuzah beisecha v'sherecha. But what if, as he's saying, Chsavta mal mezuzah, he starts to wonder, am I the first one or the second one? Then he says, Vari leman yibayimechim, yibayimechim. Then the Gemara says, Sirchei nokat. If he goes right to leman yibayimechim, obviously, he must have already said the whole Bahayim Shemaya, otherwise he wouldn't jump to the next pasuk leman yibayimechim. So that's what the Taz says. That's a rave like that. The rave is a person does according to what his habit is, according to the regila. So the Taz says the woman is married for 25 years. Every single week when she gets the meat, she salts the meat first and washes it off, and then she cooks it. This time she's mesupik, whether she salted it first or not. So the woman wouldn't have cooked it if she wouldn't have salted it first. It's a raif. It's sirchei noka. Everyone that has a whole routine. Everybody does. When they're half asleep, they follow their routine. So if now she has a latest asafi, maybe she forgot to salt it before. If she knows bevados that she didn't salt it, so it's straif. So it has the dam shedish later. Once it's ready, the dam is cooked in the meat. You can't remove it by salting it now. It's too late. But if she's mesupikly salted it, so then the taz is mekel because sirchei noka. The rav is that everybody follows their routine. But everyone agrees the shach and the taz both say it's based on the tesis in the first perek of Psochim and the afyud that you can say sveka de rabban lakula keneged achazoka. So what's the din of svek sveka keneged achazoka? So there's a ramah about this in Simen Kuf Yud. The ramah says you don't say svek sveka keneged achazoka, but it gives you a bad example. So all the nice kelim say it doesn't prove the point. They gave a bad example. So bottom line, it's a machlokes harishanim. Machlokes harishanim and a machlokes achrenim. Do you have a right to say svek sveka lukula keneged cheska sisa? What's the issue? So if you say, like the Prima Gadim said, or like the Ra'or said, that svek sveka lukula is identical with the rule of sveka the rabban lukula. So effect the raisa lukhum is only in itself only with the rabbanon. And if you have a svek sveka, it's safi kebi abba, and he said the rabbanon. So then you can't say sveka the rabban lukula, can they get cheska sisa? But if you say that svek sveka mitam rov, the schiddish that the Rashbo came up with, and the Pashto says that's what the Taisa seems to be assuming, but the Shem Echad, Shnei Shem is, the way the Shev Shmaitz explained, Taisa says it's a rave of logical possibilities. You know, does not correspond to reality. We don't know what the percentages are. We don't know what the percentages are, but still, Tosfos and the Rashba hold that that's a sfek sfek mitam rab. So then we have a rule: ruba b'chazaka, ruba adam. Whenever there's a conflict between a rab and a chazaka, then you follow the rab. You don't follow the chazaka. So sfek sfek, it works midin rab. Then it's good even if it contradicts the chazaka. So these are all nafkaminus lahalacha. Why is sfek sfek a lekula? Would it apply to nisa koris? That's one Mishnah Melech. Would it apply to a mitzvah sesed? That's a different Mishnah Melech. That's a Reb Shlomo Eger. A lot of Acharim talk about that. Would it apply? Would you say sfeik sfeik l'chumra? On an Issa d'Rabbanan, if the sfeik sfeik is l'chumra. So that's another Mishnah Melech. That was another Mishnah Melech. And Reb Shimon Shkop says he's aghast. There is no such thing. Can't be such a thing, sfeik sfeik l'chumra. In his genius mind, the only way to say sfeik sfeik is his whole ethereal, his whole fantastic pshat. That this is and that is, you can't say sfeik l'chumra. These are all nafkaminas ladina. Why is sfeik sfeik l'kula? Are you supposed to understand sfeik sfeik l'kula? I think there are more nafkaminas. What do you say? Yeah. If he went to the man Yibayimechem, so we say Sirche Noka, that's the Roiv, that the person follows his routine, right? Yeah, that's not a Sfek Seker, that's because of a Roiv, he follows his routine, correct. Yeah, these are the Nafkamin. Okay. Well, Lineta, tomorrow morning I have to give the shiur early between 9 and 10, and then I'll try to give a later shiur in the afternoon if I'll be able to make it. If I'll be able to make it about maybe 1:30 to 2:30, maybe I'll call someone up. If I'll know whether I can come, I'll call you up tomorrow. Okay.